Our latest Scholar Athlete of the Month, presented by Hammer Restoration, is Cade Beal. He's a senior at Heritage High School, carries over a 4.0 GPA, multi-sport athlete for the Hawks. Cade, thanks so much for joining us. First, we want to know, with everything you have going on and with athletics and things outside of school, why are academics so important to you?
Well, thanks for having me. And academics are very important because that's what's going to get me and secure a good future for me.
So in that, who has been the biggest motivator in your life to keep up the academics while you play these sports?
Both of my parents, my mom and my dad, have always pushed me to keep good grades in school and to academically be better and give equal or more effort than sports.
Now, while you're juggling multiple sports, takes up so much time, not only with the games, but practices, training during the off season. What kind of time management skills have you developed over the years in high school?
Well, really, it just comes down to finding every spare moment I can to get academics done, with practice usually lasting a couple hours every night or training on the weekends. Just depends on the situation. I've just learned to fit in every opportunity and every moment I can to get schoolwork done.
We're talking with Cade Beal, our Scholar Athlete of the Month. So you play two sports. Let's start with basketball. We've had you on our air a number of times throughout the past couple of years. Tell us about some of the areas of your game you think you have improved the most since you got to Heritage.
Since I got to Heritage, I think I've improved the most leadership-wise. I think I've always set an example, like physically, like going out there, showing what to do, like being a leader that way. But I think I've gotten a lot better vocally over the 4 years there.
Were there some players that were maybe a year or two ahead of you on teams past that kind of helped you grow into that leadership role?
Oh, yes, definitely. Last year as a junior, we had 9 seniors on the team, and they all were great leaders themselves. And just throughout that whole year and also previous years being on varsity, it's just really shown me the leadership I need to have. And overall, it's just been like the various coaches I've had, they've also given me and shown me different ways to be a leader.
Now, you also play soccer when you're not on the hardwood. How do you think playing one sport benefits the other, and how do they help each other, both sides?
Well, soccer is a lot more long distance, a lot more conditioning for longer distances. And so that really just gets my stamina up for the basketball season. And just going hand in hand, soccer is more footwork, more helping with the lower body. And so transferring that into the basketball season, which is what I like to focus on, it helps me with my footwork and knowing the different ways to move around, and gives me just a confidence in footwork, and because footwork is a big key in basketball.
Mm-hmm. Now, outside of sports, we're looking at your nomination form, and it says you're a member of the Change in Action Club. Can you tell us what that is and why you like being a part of it?
It's just a club at our school, and we just try to make a change, just as the name says, just in different various events. And one event we do is we collect coats and just like winter like materials, clothing for people who are in need of it. And it's just a fun activity to be involved in, just helping others, and it's a good feeling.
Now, do you have any other hobbies outside of academics and outside of playing sports that you like to do in your free time?
Especially in the summertime, I like going up north, being around the water, being around boats, and just having fun. I golf quite a bit in the summer, so that's another sport I like to do. And it's Just stay busy. Mm-hmm. I like to stay busy as much as possible.
Sure. Now, once you graduate from Heritage, what are your plans after high school?
I'm still a little unsure, but I plan to pursue a degree in aviation, and I want to become a pilot one day. So whatever route I take there, that's my end goal as of right now.
Well, that's awesome. That's a great career path, and looks like you're well on your way to achieving some of those goals. We want to thank you again so much for joining us, and congratulations on being our latest Scholar Athlete of the Month.
Thank you very much.